everybody. Welcome. Hello. I'm Tammy Myers. I'm General Manager of Science, and we'd like to welcome you guys on. Proud to be the home of Firefly, and we just spent the morning shooting a wonderful reunion special, and we would like to open the floor for questions.
Hi, Kate Hotler, Leading Cool. It is just awesome to see you guys all in the same place at one time. So I have a question for everybody. The characters on Firefly went such an amazing distance in redefining traditional tropes in sci-fi television and movies. I was wondering if you could each maybe give a brief statement on how portraying those epic characters that 10 years later are still so beloved by fans has carried over into the work that you've done in your careers subsequently.
I think you're starting on
Bill thinks he's in charge of everything.
What was the question?
I forgot, Nathan.
What was it like playing our characters? Is that what you're basically
No, I want to know how portraying your character.
What have I carried over? Oh, God.
How has it affected your career since?
Okay, it taught me how to act.
Amazing.
I tell you, I come up with ideas all the time. I come up with ideas. And some of my best ideas, I think, oh, this is great. Josh, what if I did this in this particular thing with this particular line? He would say, that's a great idea. Or, and just simplify it in such a way that it made it real and human, and it wasn't, I was doing these moments of coolness. He said, oh, but in real life, this is huge. And you
in
didn't
realize
that way.
Cool.
You know, being an intelligent guy, it's a skill not to make people around you feel stupid. And you've got that. You do that very well.
Because I'm smartest, and they don't know about smartest me.
SMRT, smart.
So smart. Thank you so much, guys.
Next question.
Laura Akers from Comics Bulletin. You guys may have seen a meme online that had four pictures of women from pop culture and then four women from geek culture, and Zoe was one of those women in the geek culture. The implication was that geek culture provides far better role models. There was a feminist critique of this. I myself am a feminist, so I'm casting those versions, that said that what this picture actually showed was that the only kind of womanhood that was valued and seen as strong in geek culture was the warrior woman. I immediately thought of Firefly. Zoe is not Kaylee, is not Inara, there are very different kinds of women. In Firefly, and Joss, I know this is something that you feel very strongly about, and I wanted to ask you, what exactly do you think Firefly says to women, and what do you think it says to men about women?
Everything that I do is going to contain a very simple message, not to men, but about them, that men who are comfortable with powerful women are more powerful men. It's just ingrained. It doesn't matter what kind of power they have. And we're watching a clip of Kaylee and the campfire gun, and she's not a violent person. And but she can fix anything, and she basically has a ship fixing. Everybody has that niche. The great thing about Firefly for me was that they were all so different. All carrying a very different power, a very different energy, a very different look. It's all about the optimal moment. Looking at this, like 7 years above you, where all of them were the exact same shape, and all of them actually look like a nightmare. But the look, the feel, the energy, the differences in their characters, including the companion and the power that she had. Which some people will obviously also debate on the feminist level. For me, it's just the way you paint life. You don't get through that universe if you don't have the stones to be on the ship. It's just the way it is. For Zoe in particular, I would say, you know, this debate is always going to go on. Ripley in Aliens, there was a huge debate about, well, It's not feminist because she's only being powerful because she's a child. She's being maternal, so it's not feminist. And they were like, well, no, it's the warrior woman thing and the maternal thing. That's going to start. We're going to go out and now. At the end of the day, she is worth a dedicated wife, a trusted friend, an intelligent person, and she's the sexiest and most badass of people. So I feel like we come in that basis.
Next question.
Thank you for all of those role models. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Woo!
My question is one of perspective. You know, now that it's been 10 years later, I was kind of wondering how you've gotten the chance to step back and not be only because like that. You look back on the show and the material, did you see things you didn't pick up on them in the moment? That subtle elements of something like that.
Oh, because I just rewatched them again. I just rewatched them. No.
It's hard to pick up on the cell because you're fast forwarding very well.
Just my line.
Oh, I'm being more fat again.
I wish just being, everything was a discovery again, watching it, for me personally, this last time, because there are certain episodes I hadn't watched in 10 years. And they would be the ones I wasn't in much. That's why I haven't watched them over 10 years. We've all kind of picked out our favorites, and we've rewatched those. There have been times we've been on DVDs where it's like, let's watch Out of Gas, and we've commented their commentary on it and whatnot. But I watched the episode that Nathan Fillion and I did commentary on, which is War Story. And I have to say, listening to what I knew back then, I knew a lot more about the show. I had much more perspective on the characters and what was going on while we were doing it. So my perspective has changed, and just changed more as from someone who's immersed in it and living it on a daily basis to someone who has fond memories of it that are kind of like blurry photographs, and then rewatching it and reliving it. It was. I love the show so much. I almost in a better way because it's more understanding. Thank you very much.
Hello, Teresa Giacino, tour.com. 10 years after Firefly, a million conventions, appearances, etc., is there anything that you have not been asked that you wish you were asked, or a topic that you've never gotten to talk about regarding the show that you wish you had more of a chance to talk about, and feel free to do it now.
That's such a cop out.
You can call yourself a reporter.
What's your favorite color?
We've never talked about
you can't handle vermouth. I stole that from you. The one thing I've never been asked that I would like to be asked is, are you available for another series?
Yeah. Nathan, are you available for another series?
From someone who's important.
Okay, Nathan, are you available for another series?
I'm busy.
Thank you.
No, I'm still thinking. I'll get back to hey guys. Ash from NerdAppropriate.com. I think we can all agree video games have come a really long way in the past decade. If you guys were approached by a company like Bioware or some other developer, what would you say to maybe making a Firefly-based RPG or something to that effect? Because I think we'd all love it.
I disagree with the purpose of the question.
There was a lot of talk about multiplayer and a couple of different things by the way, and it just sort of disappeared in the ether, and I'm not sure why. I always felt that it was the first absolute, and we kind of, you know, like,
Hi, Joss. Anthony from Deadline. Sorry to go off topic. Have you come to terms with directing Avengers 2? Sorry to go off topic. And if you want to stay on topic, if the success of this special goes well, are you thinking about a reboot for Firefly?
Yes, because we need a younger cast.
Captain River.
Zac Efron, that's Simon.
Again.
Summertime.
There's nothing about Avengers 2 yet. I'm still just, I'm having fun with this. I mean, right now we have to shoot with my phone, but I'm getting really good these phones.
Since he already stole my question, I was going to ask, if you do another filmatic sequel, I'm Houston Huddleston, by the way, from the films, from the movies, etc. It's called.
Are you making that?
I did. If you do another filmatic sequel to Firefly, will you be pulling Blake Seven now that you've killed half the cast? Will you be bringing them back as evil twins or clones, etc.?
In all honesty, I don't believe in evil twins and clones in that particular universe. I think this would be wrong. Doesn't make sense to me. You have to move on. You have to deal with the present, and by that I mean you have to have an intricate flashback. I will tell you honestly that in my head, the opening scene of the sequel is a conversation between the two, and where it goes from there, I can't remember.
And will anyone here be able to make you guys cry here, as you did in the last panel?
Well, you all have large, heavy metal objects. Bludgeon us.
Right, Henry Hanks at CNN.com. are you guys constantly amazed at the fact that so many pieces of the show, like Shiny and I'll Be Back in My Bunk and all these things that just continue to have a life beyond their own? The little pieces of the show are like going viral over the years. Are you writing an episode of this here? Surprised by the fact that little lines, little pieces of the show have gone viral over the years.
I'm surprised that half went viral because it was in such an unaired episode for one.
Here's the thing about the half. Okay, it's tangible, it's DIY. It's not the entire time. You can have the hat, go to your day job. Like it's everything that should work for help. If I was like smart, I'd call it and these things, I would create these things based on it.
Next question, please.
Josh Rams from Cosplayer Nation. Now, you're talking about cosplayers. Now, here's a question. Have you, ever dressed up as your characters and gone to a con as your characters? Also, you said that that you've seen people dressed up as your characters from Firefly. I've seen some cons of Firefly based off that stuff. You've seen people dressed up as your characters. You feel like that's like, yes, finally it's still there. It's still going strong.
No, I think they're like giving my clothes back. the question really is, have you dressed up as your character in a con? The question is, have you dressed up as your character in an episode of your next series?
Maybe.
Next question.
Zach Levi, he just got the Nerd HQ. He put together a little thing, Trailer Park Heroes, and he's got a lot of cosplay guys and costumes there. So that was a thing I did for a little while. Parse, I would give a lot of credit to Joss and the Firefly World for welcoming Chuck into here, because I think that's what you want.
Sometimes I still dress like an executive producer.
Hi, I didn't realize how short I was till right now.
We didn't want you to hear from a stranger.
Hi, my name is Jessica from GirlGamer.com. I'm asking a question on behalf of two Marines who were both caught in the IED. They flew all the way from Afghanistan here to hope you guys are actually waiting outside by the Batmobiles because they can't make it inside. But they love Serenity and Firefly when they were recuperating after an amputee. They just kept watching it, and I wanted to know, what is it that you feel about your shows that the Marines, they just can't stop watching? Something about it just touches their heart and they love it, and they can't explain to me what it is.
The show has been very popular with military and also with astronauts. And this is an extraordinary view for me. Obviously, there's a war element to these people who fought the war and who suffered greatly because of it. But there are also they're a platoon. They everything is them, you know, bonding in the trenches. That's the nature of the show. I think there's a kind of isolation that they feel and a camaraderie that they feel, that no matter how dark and Machiavellian the house gets, you know he will get one for the world. And I think that it's a very unironic look at the things that make soldiers into a profession. I have heard and read from people that it, in terms of the space element, that there isn't a lot of stuff out there that inspires people to want to build rockets, literally, you know, build things, and that same thing, that same feeling of going into the black, and becoming more of a person because of that. As hit that as well. There could not be a greater
person. Thank you.
There's also probably something to the notion that our characters are together and the war is over. Like, there's a life after the war that can be good and that is over. And I would also say, in terms of the astronaut thing, it might explain why we're here. If our team, the audience, astronauts.
They both love it.
Those things are equipped with a Nielsen bar.
And my shorter answer was Marine.
Hi, Raven Kerber from WeedAndOpolis.com.
Love your shirt.
Thanks. Earlier in the convention, there was a panel about how a lot of the Weedon shows have continued on in comic book form. Are there any plans for future Firefly Serenity comics? And for the actors, is there any story about your characters that you wish you would have gotten a chance to tell that maybe you might be interested in telling in comic form?
I had a story that... my story got told in comic form. Or some of my story got told in comic form.
Another one with the Stephen Cavs.
The one where it was three people relating stories of Wash that Pat Oswalt wrote. Badass. So mine got told. What are you guys doing?
My guy, he didn't fare so well.
We'll get to you.
Jose said. Never mind.
Yeah, so,
the size where you take over flying the spaceship from launch.
How we find out she was distributed to death so she can get a job. I'm very happy. I'm very content. It all worked out really well for me. It really did. It's hard in this position, in the position we're in, sitting where we are right now, 10 years later, it's hard for me to say I want more. It's hard to say, oh, it's unfinished because I need more. You know what? I got a lot out of that show. I got an amazing group of friends. I got to do the best work I think I've ever done. And I got a movie. And we have
Thank you. Hi. It's great to see all of you together again. It just made my day hearing this was going to happen. So with Nathan's history with animation, you're doing voices and things like that, I was curious because someone else stole my other question. This is Rebecca. Are you interested in ever doing like an anime version of Firefly and having all the game compatible characters?
I think that'd be cool. Pretty easy, right?
You're all here.
Yes, you don't even have to shower before you go in for voiceover stuff. I don't know if you guys know that. You can wear a baseball cap and your underwear. And no one knows.
I've done a little recording with Nathan and
There's a water shortage in Los Angeles, John.
Next question.
John Morehouse with GonzoGeek.com. I'm just curious, there's a lot more ways for fans to express themselves and get their opinions heard down the prevalence of social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that. Do you feel like, and this may be a third question, if the show was on today, do you think it would have had more of a shot, perhaps reach more of an audience, because there's more ways for the fans to get up?
What's more popular? That's a fair question.
Oh,
yeah. I'd say
yeah.
Yeah.
I know. You need a network that, for instance, there's no pilot first. How many times you put it on, you tweet about it. I mean, on some level, the network has to be behind. So unless you have that, you know, you can tweet and get it. You can tweet all of it.
But don't you feel like there are avenues for shows? Shows, like, there's more revenue streams for shows.
If it isn't something just for the internet.
Thank you.
Next question, please.
Hi, I'm back. We know that Roddenberry, one of his major motivations in creating the Star Trek universe was he wanted to show us our future, at least the future he hoped we could get to, that we would overcome the obstacles that faced us in the 1960s and then the 1980s, and, well, hopefully that carried on after his death. But what Firefly is a far less utopian view of our future. What do you think it says to us about that future?
We're doomed.
So it would appear.
I don't have any faith in mankind.
It's a nihilist vision.
But I love my friends, and the faith that I have is in their ability to band together when things are falling and protect each other. That is the definition of the biological reason for family. We created family is what I believe. And so, no, I don't think
By the way,
that's your job. And teaching green ladies how to kiss. Well, something like this. Oh, care for one another, they kiss. I could teach you how.
Okay, thank you.
Boy, I'm glad I have that on TV.
Can you start and then we can take two more?
I'm sure this is being debated in academia. Yes, it is. And at the Slayage Conference of the Weediverses. What do you ascribe the amazing longevity of a show that lasted 14 episodes that is now 10 years later seemingly more popular and can crowd a room like this as well as overflow and take over an entire convention and things like that?
I don't mean there's a little bit of, you know, of the Camelot thing over there that is gone. The makes impressions to people when the show runs for years is looking the same way. But also I'm concerned here. The directors we work with, like we just, the prop masters, like we couldn't miss. It just sometimes these things can be better, and they're extraordinary. And the other element is why we write what we write. We are trying to communicate about, you know, this human condition of unity and very loneliness. Because these things are very important to people in the history. So it's not just that it's pretty and expensive to find things right. It's they're dealing with something that is universal and human and painful. And the other element that has to be spoken of, I feel a little weird about because it's not me, is that I don't think anybody in the history of the 10 years since the show's been on has really understood how much of it belongs to Tim Leitner and how much of it is just his work.
And our last question.
This relates a little bit to the last question, and so I apologize right now. My name is Louise, I'm from nicegirls.com. And I'm wondering, I work in education regularly, do you see this show surviving and being a presence here at Comic-Con in 50, 100 years? And have, I mean, there are small children here that are seeing Jane hats for the first time that I hope in 5 or 10 years watch the show. And I'm wondering if you think the same way and what you think that's going to mean to another generation or multiple generations after.
Yeah, actually, yes. We were right. The thing that we made was right. We were right about it. It was good. The network was wrong. The fans were correct. And it's not just because it got cut down the fourth time. It's because we were right. And that universe was fully realized and very good. And that.
Well, we're very excited. Tune in November 11th this year. It's a full Firefly marathon. We do them all the time, but this one's special because we're going to be doing the hour special of this whole group getting together for a reunion.
If Fox had aired Firefly the way the Science Channel is airing Firefly, it's like they're putting on a movie. The commercials make me weep.
Thank you. And if there is more, let us go. We'll put it on. Let's give a big round.